Chapter 3. I felt the magic in every pore of my skin, in every hair on the backs of my arms. I felt it in the tips of my eyelashes. I was vibrating with it as the lion came at me with a roar loud enough to split the world right open. It was too late for that. He hurled himself at me in a lithe, powerful cannonball. He clawed and scratched and bit. He wasn't playing around now. There was no taunting and no banter as he hit me with a graceful animal fury that wouldn't let up. But he couldn't touch me. When he had killed Star, he had unleashed something in me that I hadn't known was even in there. Now the magic was flowing through me like a song, and my body was moving to its pulsing, thrumming beat. I was everywhere at once. I was barely anywhere at all. With every move that he made, I was ahead of him. It was like we were dancing. I was spinning and dodging and somersaulting, thrusting and parrying, and every time the lion thought he had me, I found myself melting into the ground, only to rise back up a moment later in the place he least expected to find me. It was a different kind of teleportation than the kind I did when I blinked myself from one place to the next. It was like I was entering a world of shadows. I wasn't sure how I was doing it, and I wasn't sure where I was going when I disappeared like that, only that wherever it was cold and foreign and deadly silent. From down there, everything was hazy and slow motion, and I was outside reality, looking up into it from the darkness, like gazing up through a layer of black, muddy water. I may not have known how I was doing it, but every time I rose back up, reshaping myself into my own form, I knew what I was doing when I was under there. I was touching the darkness. If I'd had time to think about it, it probably would have frightened me. Somehow I knew instinctively that I was tapping into...